Well, I tell you, if you're going to make it on, you better get on because I only got room for about 30 more. I just got on here and they told me it's 970 people on this line. So let's go. Sorry, too late. We're at 1,000. We just hit 1,000. Go ahead and call your mother, your friend. Well, you can't, can you? You better try to merge them on because they can't call in. So you're going to have to merge them on. Let's pray. We're getting ready to beat down heaven's door. We're trusting God for the miraculous, for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround. You know, if God don't do it, it cannot be done. We're going to deal with debt cancellation on last. I told everybody to make sure you wrote down all of your debts today. Write down every one of your debts, and I pray that you follow that instruction. But we're going to pray some prayers because we understand that it is not any kind of prayer, but it is the effectual and the what kind of prayer? Fervent prayer. What kind? Fervent prayer. That's right. It is the effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. We cannot be cute in intercession. You can't be concerned about your hair, your makeup, your mascara. Can't be concerned, men, about your pants and your clothes. We're beating the devil down because we're sick of the enemy doing what he's doing. And we understand that by revelation, that when God comes to town, everything begins to change. I wanted to show you all the video, and I'll probably do it not this week, next week, or maybe I still can do it next week. Sister Joya, let me know. But I wanted to show you all a video of the power of prayer and intercession. And a lot of times we as Christians don't really understand that it's not enough just to pray. We don't want to hit with a shotgun, but we got to be snipers in the spirit. We got to be Navy SEALs. We got to be able to hit that thing and don't miss it. I mean, you got to target that thing and stay at it until you get a result. You know, some of us, you don't stay on nothing long enough, and that's why you don't get no results. You pray for a day, and then you're done. You pray for 10 minutes, and then you're done. But I'm telling you that if you want something to manifest in your life, you have to target it. You have to say it over and over and over. Death and life is in the power of your tongue, not nobody else's. It's in the power of your tongue. You have to speak to that thing. Remember, words have power. How many times did Peter deny Christ? Three times. How many times did Jesus ask Peter, "Do you love me?" Three times. Why? Because it was the same amount of time that he cursed him had to be the same amount of time that he blessed him. How many remember when the question came up, "What is your name, Jacob?" Jacob lied the first time. But the only way that he could get his authority back is the angel had to come again and ask him what was his name, and he had to give a genuine answer this time because he messed it up by his lie the first time. I just want you to understand the power of spoken word. Adam messed up in the garden. Jesus got your will back in the garden. A man got us into it. It's going to take a man to get us out of it, and that was the man, Christ Jesus. Everything always has to be corrected the same way it was destroyed. So your life is where it is because of your words. And some of you say, "Well, I didn't say it." But always remember, thoughts are words. Thoughts are words. Thoughts are words. The way you think will affect what happens in your life. Are you listening to me? So I want you to understand the power of intercession and the power of prayer. You got to recognize that nothing happens until you pray. Nothing changes until you pray. And it is fervent prayer. And I'm seeing if KCC is really getting this. I need to get to church a little early and see if when I get in there, I hear the sound of intercession and the sound of prayer. Because we should walk in the sanctuary praying. Because God gave us a promise in 2 Chronicles 7 that he would hear us from this place. And God had us to name the church in Charlotte, Jerusalem, and all of the other churches, hallelujah, Houston and Jacksonville, are branches out of Jerusalem, mother of us all. That's what the Bible says over there, and I believe Galatians. So I want you to understand that you are tapping into something today that is getting ready to shift your life and change your life. Remember, everything must be backed through Scripture. And our first scripture that we're going to use to beat the devil down, we're going to use that scripture over there. Hallelujah. What scripture over there? This scripture over there. I hope y'all listening to me because I feel a breakthrough. Oh, ba, ha, ba, 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 shata. Handala mandala bokoda ba sikiri dianda. Yendelele mandala makita. Ika no nomo ko shekele manda. E la basita. Yanda maki salamando. Robo sokundele me ikelele andala ashika. You got to believe God and pray. So let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Yes, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You got to go there. Come on, let's go to Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Look at what the word of God says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Oh, glory to God, I'm excited. Glory to God, I'm excited about somebody's breakthrough that's getting ready to happen. Look at what it says. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. What did you say? The Bible declares that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. What does that mean? That means that everything can only last but for a certain amount of time. I said everything can only last but a certain amount of time. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which is to be planted. You know what the Bible says. There's a time to kill. There's a time to heal. Amen. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build up. Am I making sense what I'm saying? Everything has a set time, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. But we are standing on Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 that to everything there is a season. And we are praying today that every negative thing in your life, the season is up. We are commanding an end to the virus. We are commanding an end to depression. We are commanding an end to poverty. We are commanding an end to oppression. Whatever that thing is in your life that is hurting you, that is stopping you, that is hindering you, by the power of your words, you are commanding an end. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, everything in my life that is not like God, that wants to hurt me, that wants to destroy me, I command it to end. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares that to everything there is a time and a season. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift my voice with authority and power, and I declare an end to everything in my life that is not like you. I declare an end to depression. I declare an end to oppression in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, every demonic power, every demonic spirit, every struggle, every trial and tribulation that is sent by the enemy, all demonic activity, every lie, every scandal, every enchantment, every bewitchment that has been spoken against my life, I command it to end now. I command it into the virus. Father, I speak to the COVID-19 virus. We lift our voice with authority and with power, and we command an end. We command an end. We command it to end. We command it to end. We command it to end. We arrest it, and we declare that it must end today. We command it to end. Father, I lift up my son. I lift up my daughter. I lift up my husband. I lift up my wife, and I command every tormenting spirit that would come to destroy their life, every spirit of insanity, every spirit of insanity, every spirit of bewilderness and bewitchment, every spirit of pride and fear that comes to destroy their life, I command it to end, 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 end. Lift your voice and begin to pray. command it to end. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every demonic power working against me to come to an end. I command the spirit of struggle that would attempt to attach itself to me, the spirit of struggle, the spirit of poverty, I command you to end. I command the cycle of fear, the cycle of anxiety, the repeated cycles in my life, the things that I keep going through over and over again. Father, as I lift my voice and I pray, by the blood of the Lamb, I destroy it. I dismantle it. And I command it to end now. I command it to end now. I command it to end now. Father, in my life personally, I have went through great scandal. I went through great attacks. And Father, you showed me in the spirit realm that there were those who had my picture, who was praying enchantments and incantations against me. But in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, I command whatever they sent to me to boomerang, and I command scandal to end. I command rumors to end. I command every negative cloud and every negative word spoken over my name, over KCC, I command it to end. Hey, Shata, Ilaleba Shakolomo, Robo Sakuna, Lendelebeleba Shatina Maandala Osa, Vikele Dekele Bankala Kasi. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I command it to end. 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 I command sickness in the life of my family to end. I command addiction in the life of my father. Addiction in the life of those who are connected to me. Addiction, food addictions, nicotine addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction. I command every addiction in my family, addictions to sex, addictions to pornography, addictions to every demonic power. That thing that is an addiction, I command it to end. I command it to end. I command it to end. Hey. Every attack, every slaughter, Hoba Shata, Handele Balamosa, Ikandala Mandola Bohotaya. Come on, lift your voice and pray and command it to end. You gotta want it to end. You gotta command it to end. Y'all, I'm telling you, I feel something so strong on this prayer call. I feel something breaking in the spirit realm. Lift your voice. Clap your hands. Hoba Shata. Yay, 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 yay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command inconsistent friends, inconsistent associates. Father, I command users to end in my life. I command leeches and bloodsuckers and those who desire to take advantage of me. I command it to end now. 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 I command it to end by fire. I command it to end by force. Hey, 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 hey. Shata, hokobo koshe, yamba bababa, imbelele balababosa. Yikalamando Lobahotaya, Yankaladia, Yankaladia, Lankaladia, Lebandelebe, Lebandelebe, Lebadala Baladantalamakuya, Robo Sukundandelebe Christi. Father, I declare that those who are in my life, who desire to take advantage of me, who desire to use me, who desire to misappropriate me, those who have their own agendas, I command it to end. 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 Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command it in to your bad day. Command it in to your persecution. Command it in to every lie, to every scandal, to every rumor, to every hex, to every vex, to every enchantment. Come on, command it in to every wrong prayer, to every cloud, demonic cloud that is hanging over your head. I command it to end. I command it in to broken relationship. Every broken relationship in my life, every broken friendship in my life that the enemy tore apart, I command that brokenness to end. And I declare by the blood of the Lamb that it will mend together. Hey, Shada. I command the fear of the Oshanai, Anshananama, Yambebebe Elebandalaba, Robo Sukunde Lebe Kifa Lataya, La Kala Kokose, Ike Delebe Iandalaba, Ha, Bosha, Ha, Meshe, I arrest it. I'm telling me, Lekele Mandalahosa, I command it to end. I command it to dissipate. I command it to disappear. I speak to the virus that is attacking America, the COVID virus that is attacking America, that is attacking this country, that is attacking Florida, Texas, North Carolina, the nations of the earth. I command this virus to end. We command it to end. We command it to end. We command sickness to end. I declare that cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus has no authority in my bloodline. I command you to end. I command you to end. I command every spirit of anger, end, 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 end. End halabasha yebashako mukunini mikikasa. Hey halabasha handala mohosa yebashatia yendelele baba yambaladibo robo sakuna. Yandere balabasha. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Command it to end. Command all that working hard and being underpaid to end. Command it to end. Lord, I'm tired of working at a job and don't have no money. I'm tired of holes in my pocket. I'm tired of just having enough. I command the demon of just enough to end. I am moving out of that place. I am moving from that territory. I live in the land of more than enough. I dwell in the land of more than enough. Command it to end in the name of Jesus. Urabashaka handalala mama mande. Ina masukula mandeleme. Inana mama mashata. Yerebo shata. Iba siko. Mikandala maya. Yende bebebe ke shetele be kiankalama. Ramande bebe esolalaba. Isaiah 54, verse 4. Look at what Isaiah 54, verse 4 says. Fear not, for thou wilt not be ashamed, neither wilt thou be confounded, for thou wilt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and thou shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Fear not, you will not be put to shame. You will not be humiliated. You will not be disgraced. I don't know who I'm talking to. You don't have to be intimidated because you will not be humiliated. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I'm praying today against the fear of disappointment, the fear of shame, the fear of the wasting of the years of your life. You invested in something and feel like nothing is going to come of it. I break that fear, and I declare you will not be put to shame. As a matter of fact, let's target the spirit of fear, fear of being let down, fear of being disappointed. We'll also add to Isaiah 54 and 4, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are rebuking fear. We are dismantling fear. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I paralyze the spirit of fear. I disgrace the spirit of shame. And declare, I will not be put to shame. I will not be disappointed. I will not be let down. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Listen to us, O God. Hear us, O God. God, Jehovah, I'm asking you to bow down your ear, for your word declares that your ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear. Neither is your arm. Oh, Shanaba. Ambibibie. Yekelele mandala mama mansa. Handala mahaya ye kamosha ande yamberede biyala makandala.
Rabahasa. Neither is your arm too short that you cannot save. Father, I thank you that you hear the cries of your people. And I thank you that the spirit of shame is being disgraced today. Father, there's somebody who is on this call who has a fear of being let down, who can't even get in a relationship because they have a fear of being hurt. They have a fear of being let down. They're afraid to go after their dreams. They're afraid to start a business because they don't want to be put to shame. Neither do they want to be disappointed. But I pray today that the spirit of fear would be dismantled. You said in your word in 2 Timothy 1 that you've not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So by the blood of the Lamb, I bind fear. 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 And I loose. I loose love. I thank you that the love of God that is being shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, I loose love, I loose power, and I loose a sound mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against anxiety. You said to be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, to let our request be unshakona makikasa, lelele andalamahaya. Let our request be made known unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, hey, Sheba, ho! Mikalamasa, hey, halabasha. I come against anxiety. That's all fear is. I come against anxiety. I come against pressure. I come against that anxiety concerning that pregnancy. Anxiety in relationship. Anxiety in business. Anxiety at that job. Anxiety to do what you call us to do. Anxiety to prophesy. Anxiety to preach. In the name of Jesus, may the spirit of anxiety be arrested. May the spirit of fear and anxiety be arrested. And I declare that I will never I will never be put to shame. Shame is not my portion. Shame does not belong to me. Shame will not take me out of here. I declare that I will never be put to shame. I thank you, hey, for my divine inheritance. And I thank you that everything that belongs to me, I will walk into it. I thank you that the spirit of shame, according to Isaiah 54 and 4, I will not be put to shame. I will not be humiliated. And in the name of Jesus, those who desire to see me humiliated will be humiliated. Those who desire to see me shamed will be shamed. I decree in the name of Jesus that the ditch they pick for me, they will fall into it. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, the ditch they dig for me, they will fall into it. I will not go under. I will be happy. I will have joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I walk in it. I thank you for daily day. I thank you that I will be satisfied. That I will be satisfied. That I will be satisfied. That I am satisfied. I will be satisfied. I thank you that satisfaction is my portion. I thank you that satisfaction belongs to me. I thank you that I'm satisfied in every area of my life. My account is satisfied. My children are satisfied. My marriage is satisfied. I thank you for satisfaction. I will not be put to shame. I will not be humiliated. I will not go under. Neither will my son. Neither will my daughter. Neither will my mother. Neither will my father. Neither will my husband. Neither will my wife. I thank you that we will not be put to shame. I thank you that every child under the sound of my voice that is connected to this umbrella, that is under this call, every child who goes to college will not be put to shame. I thank you that every mother will not be put to shame. Every father will not be put to shame. Every wife, your marriage will not end in a divorce that brings about shame. Husband, your marriage will not end in a divorce that brings about shame. I cancel infidelity. I cancel adultery. I cancel disappointment. I cancel fear. Hey, Shata, ho, Makina, hey, Akala Dalataya, Landala Hosea, yeah, baby, yeah, Kalamandala Bohosha, Oh, Mande, Yende, Yalabanda Labo, Robo Sakuna, hey, hey, Handele Lema, Sandele Bekota, Lita Labanda, Yenkele Mandele Bebe Biasa, Silo Bohosha, Yandele Be Ekoba Shita, Shita Nanamanta, Ile Bosha, Ile Bosha, Ile Mandele Be Ekoda Bashata, hey, Mandele Be, yay, Mana Mahasia. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Inanamasha, likandolobohosa. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Inanamasa, kalamandalabokuda bashande. Irabakasha, helamandalamasike lelemanda. Ola basite, elebeko sotole mandidia. Come on, open your mouth and praise him. 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 E rabashata. E lele bandala makia la mandolo lobosa. E le mandala la bakisa la mandolo bokuta. Ramanderebe e kala mandolo bosutu lele me. Romans chapter 13 verse 8. This is our scripture. Now listen to me. We're going to pray this every call from now on. This will be our last prayer point. When we get done, we're going to pray this at the end of every one. I told you to write down all of your debts. I told you to write down all of your debts. If you didn't do it or you wasn't on the call this morning, I understand. But I need you to write down all of your debts because we believe in God that by the end of this 30 days, we're believing that you're going to begin to just cross different debts out because money is about to hit your hands like never before. I said money is about to hit your hands. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 declares to owe nobody nothing. Owe nobody nothing. I believe that's Proverbs 22 and 7 that declares the borrower is slave to the lender. You don't want to be slave to nothing or nobody. He said in Proverbs 10 that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And added no sorrow. Come on. You didn't know what he said? Didn't he say over there in Malachi that I'll pull you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive? But let's take hold to those promises. Let's decree those promises. Let's enforce those promises and command them in the name of Jesus. Hey, raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I believe you, God. For debt cancellation and declare that as I pray and intercede on today that debts are being supernaturally canceled or you are placing money in my hand to pay off every debt in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Holy Ghost, Heavenly Father, I'm grateful to you, O God, for guiding and being with me. God, you've been with me in every tough spot, in every hard season of my life. And Father, there have been decisions that have been made by your people here on this call, financial decisions that they are ashamed of, financial decisions that they should not have made. They have purchased things that they should not have purchased. They have pursued things that they should not have pursued. Father, first of all, we're asking you to forgive us. Forgive us for every wrong decision. Forgive us for every decision that was made out of greed, that was made out of pride, that was made out of being covetous. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are forgiving me for every wrong decision. And I surrender myself, and we surrender every debt. Open your mouth. You know what that debt is. If it's a house debt, if it's a car debt, you call out those debts and say, I surrender. Father, hallelujah, bohosha kalamanda, lebele dele andala asia, zukunini nikikelebe andala ota, robo sokuna, lamandele bele di alabahasha, shatalabakoshe. Father, I surrender every card debt to you. I ask you to remove every debt. Hey! Remove every debt that we have written on this call. Every debt that is written on this prayer line. I thank you. Hey, 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 hey. Shut up. Ho, Mika Baba Kansha. I thank you for removing every debt. Every debt that is written on this paper. I thank you that it is removed today. I thank you that you are giving me the wisdom of God and showing me how to spend my money wisely. I thank you today that you are providing me with supernatural wealth. I call it increase. I declare that you are sending prosperity now, and you are canceling student loans, and you are canceling house debts, and you are canceling car debts, and you are destroying hospital bills. I thank you that you're providing me with increase, and I thank you that I will live the rest of my life under the blessing, under the blessing, under the blessing, under the blessing, under the blessing. I ask you to grant me abundance instantly. I ask you to grant me abundance instantly. I thank you for instant abundance. I thank you for instant abundance. I thank you for instant abundance. I thank you that debt is an enemy. Debt is an enemy. Debt is an enemy. Debt is an enemy. And I thank you that I have strength to keep the enemy of debt away from me and away from my family. I thank you that you are guiding me to a river that flows with milk and honey, a river of wealth. Cause it to be around me. Hey, 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 Shata, Hobiasha, I break every financial curse, every financial curse, every financial curse in my bloodline, every financial curse on my family, every financial curse in my father's house, every financial curse in my mother's house. I thank you that it is cursed. I break every financial curse for my family. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it. Hey, Hobashata. Thank you for forgiving me for the bad decisions that I made. And I thank you that an ocean of money, a river of money is flowing in my direction. Hey, all around my house, all around every nook and cranny, every corner of my house, I thank you that debt is kept away from me. I thank you. Hey, Shata. Hey, Ikaba. Ho, Nikelema. Lambi, bibi, elebandoloho. Robo, sakuna. Hambie, Hambi Alahasa, Zulobohosha, thank you for divine well. 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 I thank you that debt are being canceled. I arrest debt. I destroy debt. I dismantle debt. I remove debt. Hey, 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 Shata. Ho, Makime. Hey, Shele Baba. Ho. Makanda laba sata, hey baba ba shata, hobi a Sunday, hobi a sikelene, landele me ekalabo hukuma, vankele di ea, yankele be ekola, lakune me intala anza, zanzini ni estene, yengstene me ikamuna, rubu suku vankele de klestia, lankala wantala odaya, dandiri anduri bi andala asoya, yankala ba ubaya, Bendele Adia, 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 Sha, Ilabohosha, Aya, Yeshe, hey, in the name of Jesus. Every 50 years, every 50 years, every 50 years, Ere, Mandele Becosa, Juga Bediala, Shandele Me, Obasike, Ilaman Shakala, Mandele Bea, Indele Maya, Ulobobosha. Lift your hands and thank him. Indele mandolo mokosaya. Yende me ndalamaya. Yerabasiko. Ondolo mositeala. Yambi bibi ele andala koya. Ila la mama 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 ndala basha. Ye, irabaso kola mande. Ye, rebasha. Ye, irabaso kola manda. Yendere di alamasa. My God, after seven times seven was 49, and in that 50th year, it was the year of Jubilee, and it meant that everything had to rest. Now, I'm challenging everybody under the sound of my voice. Some of you might not be able to do it today, but you need to do it all this week, as soon as you get it in your hands. There are 500 of you, and please listen to me. Please listen to me by the Spirit of God. We are attacking debt on every one of these prayer calls from now on. God told me to do it. We are attacking debt. We will also be praying our other prayer points that God give us, but we are attacking debt because that's what's holding you back, that money that you own that car, that money that you own your house. But debt has to be canceled from your life today. We are canceling debt, and we are believing God for supernatural breakthrough. I'm challenging right now, and Oba Shakala Mandalovidio Shata Halamandiliosa. I'm Chandele Men Kandala Makikala Mandolobosata. I'm Chandele Beeshekele Mandala Kosia Hidiosha. I'm Chanshana Masa Hashana Mohosia Yesheme Amandala Mohosa. God, you are real and you don't tell no lies. I'm challenging 500 people to go to $PBCJR. And so a $50 seed. You've got to have Jubilee. Do not miss this. You can go to the website, briancarn.com. You can go to, you can mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can sow it on the church app. You can sow how you want to sow it. But I know that God told me there are 500 people who are sowing a $50 seed. I only do this as I'm led. If you notice on the call this morning, I didn't receive an offering because God didn't tell me to. I only do it when the Spirit of God leads me to do it. I only do it when that voice speaks to me. There are 500 people who need to go to $PBCJR, and you need to sow that seed right now of $50. Don't hesitate. Don't wait on nobody. Don't get nobody's permission. You need to move in faith and watch what God is about to do. You can go to the website at briancarn.com. You can do whatever you need to do. But let's sow your seed, $PBCJR, of $50. And we're believing, God, that before this thing is over, you're going to have these debts begin to be wiped off one by one because supernatural money is beginning to hit you, and God's getting ready to cause you to flow into a stream of money. I said a stream of money. Yes, I said a stream of money. Is about to hit your life like never before. We have a shut-in on the 22nd of October. Everybody who's been praying, you 1,000 people, you ought to meet me for the shut-in. Come by train. Come by bus. Come by plane. Save up your money now. I want you to bring me $100 on the 22nd of October. You're bringing $100. I'm telling you what God told me. I'm challenging all of KCC, our Houston church, Jacksonville church. Meet me on the 22nd. Yes, meet me on the 22nd. Yes, meet me on the 22nd. And you are meeting me in where you meet me at? You meet me in Charlotte, North Carolina, 3409 Brookshire Boulevard. I'm not telling you what I think God want me to tell you. I'm telling you what God loves and what that is, the truth, that you need to meet me on the 22nd for 6 hours of prayer. We are praying, and God said bring a $100 seed, and you get ready to see the miraculous, the power of God demonstrated. Hey, 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 Shanta. You get ready to see the power of God demonstrated like never before. I'm telling you that you are sowing this $50 seed and debt will be canceled. We're going to pray now. It ain't just going to happen because we prayed for 5 minutes now. We are targeting this thing. And that's why giving is a major thing when it comes to debt cancellation. You notice I asked for God to give us seed. He gives seed to the sower. Come on, I fussed at somebody today, and I said, hey, your giving has come a little low. Your giving is not as aggressive as it used to be. And they said, yes, sir, because sometimes you get to going through things, and you start slacking up in your giving. But you all remember this. Your living don't determine your giving. Your giving will determine your living. And some of you, you just sit there on your little money and wonder why you ain't got nothing with your broke self because you won't trust God. I trust God with my money. If God don't do it, it can't be done. So I trust him to do the miraculous and to break yokes and to cause increase to hit my life like never before. I'm challenging. There are three people giving. Yes, Lord, I heard that. There are three people giving $500. 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 I don't know if you're giving online or if you're giving on Cash App, but there are three of you. You need to obey God. There's one person. There's one person. Hallelujah. Hear me good. If this don't happen, you call me a liar. There's one person that if you give God a seat of $5,000, the grace that is upon me where people just buy stuff for you and pay for stuff, and you ain't, that's coming on you. I say that's coming on you today. That's coming on you right now. I am a hilarious giver. I love to give. I love to bless people. I love to sow into the life of God's people because I know that giving works. I said, I know that giving works. I said, I know that giving works. Oba shandidi obiasa. I said, amen. So I'm challenging you right now. There's a woman on this call by the name of Mahalia. God's moving for you right now. I feel that very strong. You know, I always hear Mahalia Jackson. I know it ain't her, but she dead. But there's a woman on here named Mahalia. God is talking to you right now, and he's moving on your behalf. Y'all continue to send in the testimony. Go to briancarn.com. Watch these prayer points and continue to pray them. Somebody asked me to make them into a CD, and I'm thinking about it. We'll just compact them together and put them all on one CD where you can play them 24 hours just in your house, these prayers, these intercessions. Hey, Bashata, if you think that's a good idea, let me know. But I'm giving myself the prayer. Now, tonight I'm headed to Bible study here in Charlotte. We're headed to Bible study. If you're anywhere near the Charlotte area, come on to Bible study. Come on, sneak your head in and pray with us and intercede with us and hear the word of the Lord so that we can give ourselves the prayer and touch heaven. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Shaba, Oban, Sikele, Lekelele Mandala. The 22nd of October, we are meeting. Where are we meeting at, Prophet? The 22nd of October, every one of you is meeting me in Charlotte, North Carolina. Get on the train. Get somebody to ride with you. You need gas, God's going to provide it. You have a desire to be there, call somebody and tell them I need to go to this prayer meeting. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. The 22nd of October, we're praying for the miraculous. We're praying for breakthrough. We're targeting stuff. We got to be aggressive in prayer because that's the only way things are going to happen. I'm excited because I'm in Charlotte tonight, but I'm in Houston tomorrow. Glory to God. And after Houston, hallelujah, I'll be in Raleigh on Thursday. But I'm telling you, I feel a breakthrough. There's one person giving $5,000. Hear me. And that same thing on me is coming on you. People just going to pay for things for you. But I told you, God told me there are three people giving a $500 seed. Please email me and let me know if you've done that. I'm praying for you. Sister Joy, if you ever meet her, we'll let you know. I take this very serious. I send these emails. I give myself the prayer, and I go right back to it. I believe in prayer. I believe in intercession. I believe that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. So I'm telling you, the doors are swinging open. Hey! Thank you for breakthrough. I love y'all. I'm praying for you. Somebody said, Prophet, I don't have 50. So five. But don't miss this. Get in on this. I know that you're supposed to sow 50 for this Jubilee seed. Because these debts got to be canceled. I say these debts got to be canceled. Every debt got to be canceled. But let's sow our seed, trust in God for breakthrough and for change. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Did you hear me? I said not one weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm headed to church here. Yes, I'm headed to church. Headed to church here in Charlotte, believing God for breakthrough, change, and turnaround.
And we're believing God's getting ready to do the miraculous. Halabaso kolamande le kita. Nitana mandolo kodolobosa. Ele mandili di ele andalala hasa. Hey, alalaba. Ina na 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 mahashikele bandala kudaya. Ramande le beye solomo. Usala. Le mendele kita la banda. Obada hasia. Zekele mando. Obahashike. Yindele le malamanda la la babasa. We're sowing in faith. I see you giving. I see you giving. I see you giving. Trust God and know that He's doing the impossible. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying at 6 a.m. Keep your list with you. Keep your list with you. And I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. Come early. Come early. My God, it was at 1,000 at 6:02. We had 1,000 people on at 6:02. So you need to get on so you don't get blocked out. Some people didn't make it this call, right? They had to call somebody to bring them in. So I'm telling you, God's doing something. Let's meet in the morning and pray and beat the devil down and give God the glory. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. I'm headed to Bible study in Charlotte. I love y'all. More grace.